Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 30th, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCUF, doubles Montauban facility footprint to support gold and silver production ramp-up. ES Gold Corp announced the doubling of its Montauban Project Mine building to 4,000 square feet to support gold and silver production. The upgraded facility will include crew accommodations, control rooms, a secure lab, and an expanded gold room for door storage. ES Gold is also awaiting lab results from railbed pre-concentrate samples, an updated preliminary economic assessment, and final ambient noise tomography imaging to refine its processing model and exploration plans. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec, advancing projects toward production while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, OTQB, ESAF, doubles Montauban facility footprint to support gold and silver production ramp-up. ES Gold Corp announced the doubling of its Montauban Project Mine building to 4,000 square feet to support gold and silver production. The upgraded facility will include crew accommodations, control rooms, a secure lab, and an expanded gold room for door storage. ES Gold is also awaiting lab results, an updated preliminary economic assessment, and final ambient noise tomography imaging to refine its processing model and exploration plans. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Ucor Rare Metals Inc., DUQ-UURAF, secures multi-million dollar funding from U.S. Department of Defense to strengthen rare earth independence. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. has secured an $18.4 million funding agreement from the U.S. Department of Defense to support the development of its rare earth processing facility in Louisiana. The funding validates Ucor's technological leadership and underscores the strategic value of domestic rare earth element processing. This milestone is a significant step towards American independence in the global rare earth element supply chain, which is currently dominated by China. These materials are essential for defense systems, electronics, and clean energy, making this funding crucial for strengthening national security and reducing dependence on imports.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.